to the 50th episode of Roomies Talking Movies.
Can we scream?
Of course we can, but a little farther away.
Woo!
Yeah, baby!
Live studio audience, calm down. Jeez. Oh my God. If this is your first time, what a better episode to jump on than our 50th episode that we've done. Roomies Talking Movies is the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I am your host, Dana, and joining with me today, as always, are my co-hosts, Jackson.
Good morning.
And Camden.
Good morning.
Oh my God.
Are we the good morning show?
Good morning, Roomies.
Mystical.
We can't do that.
It's not the same, though.
I know, but there's a lawsuit just waiting to happen if we do that. We are back this week with such an awesome lineup for all of you listening. We have our normal news bits with very little awesome things to talk about, plus a Hawkeye trailer. What? Hawkeye? Interesting? Find out to see what we say. We have questions from all of you lovely listeners that we are going to spend some time answering. We might bring it back when we're reviewing a movie that's super interesting. And finally, we are reviewing the movie from the longest running joke we've had here. And honestly, the joke is over by the time we get to this review. We're reviewing Dream Horse. And you'll hear what we say in just a bit. But without further ado, do you want to say anything to our lovely listeners for making us get all the way to 50 episodes?
Thanks, guys. We couldn't have done it without you. The income you all generate by listening to our podcast has kept us going this whole time.
I don't want to be that guy, but like, technically, we could have done it without him, right?
We don't need you guys. Stop listening now.
No.
Produce the podcast. I mean,
well, no,
I don't
it's
be
like
that guy
I don't
or anything, but I feel like I'm being that guy.
You're 100% being that guy.
Right, I'll stop.
I thought you would say
guy.
Something along the lines of, "Thank you, all lovely listeners, so much for being fantastic and supportive."
Okay, quick question for the lovely listeners: does that sound authentic? Because that sounds fake to me. Here, I'll give them an authentic thank you. Thank you guys for listening. For probably only a couple of episodes here and there.
Nope, Danon's mom watches every single episode. Thank you, Danon's mom.
Thank you to most people for watching a couple of episodes here and there. Danon's mom, you're a real one.
You're the best.
Number one fan. You're getting a t-shirt sent to your house soon. We know your address.
It's just a picture of our faces. There's no Roomies Talking Movies on it.
And that's my thank you.
And that's it.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
This is awesome.
I think we should say thank you on three to make it more meaningful. One, two, three, thank
you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jackson.
Oh, I was close.
Classic bits. All right, we're going to jump right into the news. The Batman, the movie's coming out in March, starring Ra-Bat Bat-N-Bat. You know how we have that one guy playing Penguin? Well, apparently he's getting a spinoff series in development on HBO Max, which is a little confusing because there's also a Catwoman spinoff series from this and a Gotham City Police Department spinoff series from this. I don't want to be that guy. Really excited. What if this movie's bad and then they just have to make three series from a show?
I don't think it's going
to
be bad.
It's not going to be bad, but I'm saying...
They don't know
how do you make a series off a guy with an umbrella? That's my question.
I think they're doing like The Upbringing, but to that I say just
watch. Oh, The Upbringing of a fat guy with an umbrella? Yeah, what's it going to be like? Oh, wow, I eat a lot and I have an umbrella store?
I just think like if you want to watch Penguin's origin, just watch Gotham. That series ended like 2 years ago and did that whole thing already.
They're going to do it again, though.
Yeah, but this is...
That's what DC likes to do.
DC likes
to take things that they've done and do it again, but better slash worse.
Slash
most of the time worse.
Most of the time. Recently, worse.
Well, no. Suicide Squad was better.
I meant recently in the past, like, 10 years.
Recently is not... That doesn't fall under that description, then. I think recently...
Recently is relative, Dana.
There's, like, Batman movies from, like, 20 years.
The world is billions of years old. The past, like, 10,000 years are recent.
Yeah,
thanks,
up,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'm
just saying that, like, for the past few ones, the Suicide Squad, like you brought up, and Zack Snyder's Justice League, they redid the things that they just did, but better. So maybe it will be better this time.
I hope so. Mark Miller, who is a famous comic book writer and film producer, says there are plans for a live-action Marvel Zombies film down the line.
What?
If you don't know what we're talking about, go ahead and listen to our What If episode on YouTube. That's at Camden Powell.
It posted just now, baby.
Posted just now, baby.
If you check and there's views before that, they just got there before you.
They got there before you because they also listened to this episode just now.
Listen to it earlier and then you'll get the scoop quicker. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, turn the notification bell on.
Yeah.
Is this something we need?
I think it's a cool one-off, but I think...
I want to see it.
I don't think
I
we need to see
it. I
want to
see it, but I would rather see other things.
I would rather see
things that actually contribute to the overall plot.
Story or something
like
that.
Unless they can somehow tie it, which they will. They always do. Silly Marvel.
I think this would be cool if it's a different story in and of itself. Like, I don't want to see What If...
But
just continued.
Same, yeah.
I'd like it to be like...
I agree.
Oh, cool. Like,
but
random actors, one-off versions.
I think it's
going
to be confusing. I think... they set it up with Thanos at the end, maybe because.
Maybe because.
That's the movie.
And maybe
it's Infinity War again, but with zombies.
Instead of those weird, like, nightmare crawlers and Thor killing them all with Stormbreaker, he just kills them all and they're zombies instead.
It's the same movie.
It might not be anything, also. They might just go, never mind.
Yeah, they might go, There are plans, though.
Yeah, so maybe.
So.
You know what else there are plans for?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A future crossover with Tom Holland Spider-Man for Venom.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Movie's getting reviewed in 2 weeks.
Movie has been leaked to hell. Oh my God.
Not much. I haven't heard anything.
Speculation.
Besides people saying, I'm pretty sure this might happen in the end credit scene.
Or are they people from the screening who saw the movie?
It's one person who's like, I'm from the screening.
I'm
from the screening. They let a 4-year-old in. They did that. And then also someone who's like, I'm pretty sure this will be the thing. But I don't know, like, is Venom going to win? How much is Carnage in? Like, I have no idea of this movie, which I'm excited for. Spider-Man Far From Home. I mean, No Way Home. I can guess probably half the movie. It's still going to be fun, but I'm pretty sure.
Did Andy Serkis
direct Venom 2?
Yeah, okay, because I saw something where he was talking about the 90-minute runtime, and he was basically just saying, like, he never wanted the movie to be, like, plot-heavy or anything. He just wanted to be fast, just Venom fight movie, just go Venom, go.
Good. Yes, good. I want that.
Like, good. I hate it.
I hate it when people add plot to things that don't need plot.
You know,
and you don't need that much plot to, like, a movie like this.
Like Godzilla versus Kong. Do you know how much more fun that would be
if there was less plot?
If there was just less plot. Like, if Mechagodzilla just showed up, I'd be like, hell yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but they were like, we're building a robot Godzilla. And this, I'm like,
kids need to break so many laws for it to happen.
How is this an anti-terrorist, like, device? A giant robot dinosaur?
Yeah, I mean, you have nukes.
Good luck, terrorist. Like, I don't get it. But this is exciting. I really hope it's just, like, within the first 20 minutes, Carnage. And then it's just Venom trying to, like, catch up. They fight. And then it ends.
I think it will be.
I'm assuming, either from the movie or maybe a post-credit scene, whether they show it or not, it will be a mention of, like, Spider-Man. I don't know if they're going to go all in on, like, oh, it's Tom Holland Spider-Man. Or, like, oh, it's a Spider-Man.
There's a Spider-Man. Like, oh, who could it be? Maybe they're going to make us guess for, like, months or whatever. I don't know.
Because they can easily just go, like, oh, yeah, Spider-Man. And then the next movie, it's Andrew Garfield Spider-Man or something like that. And you're like, oh, cool.
Like, we don't know if they're going to show it or if they're just going to mention it.
Yeah, or like...
Or it could be, like, a completely new Spider-Man. Like, we have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea.
I'm sure it's going to be Tom Holland. Pretty sure. If there's going to be any Spider-Man, it's probably going to be his.
Yeah.
Just because if they were doing anything with Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire, they're going to save it for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
And these are both Sony movies. So, like... They know what's going on.
Yeah, I guess
they wouldn't do something huge like that in a Venom movie. They might put Tom Holland in because people kind of already expect that.
Yeah.
But
I'm just assuming because of the name change, like, now it's like Sony's Spider-Man universe instead of like the characters associated with Spider-Man in the cinematic organization with other characters not Spider-Man related. It's just Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking we'll have more like interweaving of it all.
Of like Spider-Man and Venom, all the villains.
Morbius.
Like, even if we have villain movies, like Spider-Man's probably going to be there more than we would
which
expect.
Which would be awesome.
Which is cool. I like it.
If they make it,
like it's supposed to be.
Like if Kraven, in the stupid Kraven the Hunter movie, if Spider-Man is like a focus point of that, hell yeah.
That's so
Let's
cool.
do that.
But we saw it from Kraven's perspective.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That'd be interesting. And then at the end, he's like, I lost, but I won't lose the next time. You're like, oh fuck, it's like the comic books.
Yeah.
I don't think Morbius is going to be a good movie. Why does Jared Leto keep getting these opportunities?
No, it's going to be great, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, Jared Leto brings the good out of every film.
He's such a method actor. He got bit by multiple bats just to become a vampire in real life.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And for the Suicide Squad, he played a couple games of League of Legends to go insane.
Perfect, Jackson. Great segue.
And I wanted us to just do one last thing, a little nice, like, aw, happy news with the world that we have today. So last year, Jeff Bridges was diagnosed with cancer, lymphoma, and we were like, fuck, we can't lose Jeff Bridges too.
Yeah.
And then he had a COVID scare, and we're like, fuck, we can't lose.
And, COVID, that's
and then guess what?
Combo.
Jeff Bridges has confirmed that he's ready to go back into work after winning his battle against cancer and beating out COVID. So just great news.
Congratulations.
Good work, Jeff.
One of our biggest supporters, Jeff Bridges.
He listens to the podcast daily.
I just want to say that this is awesome. This is great.
I know we like to joke around here.
But this is such a good thing to hear.
Yeah.
Because it would have been another tragedy in a year and a half of tragedies.
Speaking of another tragedy, let's talk about that Hawkeye trailer, shall we?
Hey, I'm excited.
Boom. Me too, but boom. It's Hawkeye.
So it's Hawkeye. Got to get a burn on there.
Yeah, got to get a little burn.
Jackson, why don't you go ahead and sprinkle us a little teaser of what this Hawkeye series looks to be about?
Hey, I'm back with my family. Oh, wait, girl. Yeah. Now I'm not, and I'm shooting arrows. That's yeah.
You know what really stuck out for me in this trailer is that, you know, Marvel's doing something they don't really do. There's consequences to people's actions.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I just can't wait to be a family man. And then on the news, he's like, hey, remember this Ronin guy who killed all of the Yakuza? And he's like, I forgot I did kill all of the Yakuza.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, only half of them.
5-year
murder. Yeah.
Because half of them came back and were like, holy crap, where's half of the Yakuza?
Do you think this was his train of thought? This was his train of thought. After Hulk brought everyone back, he's like, my wife just called. Oh, shit, the Yakuza's back. He's like, oh, the other half of the Yakuza. Fuck.
Gotta go handle that.
I thought I got them all.
Man. Well, he did get them all for the time.
For the time being. He's like, wow, I thought there'd be way more.
I feel like any accomplishment that happened in that 5 years is kind of bullshit. Because half the people aren't there to even try and, like, compete with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Imagine being second.
Yeah, he killed half the Yakuza, but, like, there's another half. They could have really fucked him up there, but they didn't because they weren't there.
Which is... What is awesome about this series is that Christmas time, yay. This is a fun setting.
It's the most wonderful.
We're
going to
get copyright. Your singing is too perfect.
And you're right. I'm sorry.
But it's cool seeing that Hawkeye, the most human of the Marvel characters, is just getting his shit kicked in this trailer. Like, he has the ice pack. He's getting bandaged up.
You,
right. Which, I mean, is fair. He's, like, fair. Kind that of old sense. Now. And he also doesn't have any, like, powers, so it's
I thought it would have been more fun if we saw that in, like, Black Widow when she fell 40 stories and landed on her feet. Like...
Do you guys think that this is going to be his, like, last thing? Or, like, second to last? He's, like, kind of near.
I think we'll get a season two, and then...
You think we're going to...
Yeah. Whatever happens in like, the middle where Hawkeye might show up, cool. But I think after season two, either he's going to be like, you're Hawkeye now.
Yeah.
Or he's going to be, like, bleeding out, and he's like, you're Hawkeye now. He's either going to die or, like, finally retire.
I don't want him to die. I'd be really sad
I think
died.
It'd be interesting if he's just retired. Like, I think that's what they're going to do with Thor. Like, he's going to be, like, either, like, the protector of Asgard or, like, go back to be, like, second in command because Valkyrie's the king of Asgard. But, like, so that way they can still pull those
characters. Is that her title?
Yeah.
King?
Yeah.
Not queen?
No. She's the king.
Mm-hmm.
She's very
progressive. Is that how that works?
She was very happy about that.
They're progressive
it was cool.
in Asgard, yeah.
Asgard's all about staying woke, and I really enjoy that. Sure. Back to this, we get introduced to Kate Bishop, which seems like a very fun addition to the
MCU.
Does. It's good to know that Hawkeye just has nuclear arrows, apparently, that he just...
And there are ones that are more dangerous.
Worse than one that blows up a car in one shot, so...
Yeah.
Can't wait to see.
How does he safely carry those nuclear warhead arrows around?
You see in, like, every movie, he falls on his back. Like,
yeah, falls on his...
I have an arrow quiver. What's
quiver?
I have a glass canister arrow that is full with, like, neural toxins. He falls down and goes, shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm dead. Pheromones. I have to break my nose.
I'm being controlled.
I'm being controlled by my own arrow.
God, I think it's been enough time. The villain in Black Widow sucked. His superpower was that he stunk.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he was a great example of what... a villain can look like in Marvel without having superpowers, though.
Yeah, so then why did they have a pheromone thing? Like, just make him be a physical threat.
Because Black Widow is a fucking god, and if he didn't have
Taskmaster.
What I don't understand.
Yeah, I guess.
He programmed Taskmaster, right? Mm-hmm. Why could he not just program the Black Widows? Instead of having to use, like, a pheromone system.
Like, I think and it would make sense
I think
for, like,
because
the
he had to replace, like, most of her brain with, like, robot shit, didn't it? Because she was in an explosion.
Something.
We should not get into
Black
Widow
let's
right
let's not analyze it.
That is a terrible
it.
Thing. Hawkeye, let's final thoughts.
Final
I
thoughts.
It.
I'm excited. Can't
good.
Wait. November
looks,
can't
looks cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I won't watch the show though, but trailer was cool.
We'll just think the trailer's cool. We'll rewatch the trailer and then every week.
I think
we...
Hawkeye's definitely going to be kind of a whole series or maybe like 2-part episode recap. I feel like we're probably not going to want to do like a whole.
Well, we'll see after the first episode.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
We might have a Kingpin cameo from the
really?
Netflix things. We don't know
that's
yet.
That's cool.
That'd be really cool.
That
seeing
cool.
them.
Then maybe I'd consider a review.
Really?
Consider
you consider
a review?
A review?
Cool. I'll consider a review.
You know what? It's time to consider.
New segment?
New segment.
New segment!
Q&A, baby.
Q&A.
You quack
we need,
us.
Okay, wait. Before we go.
Anvil.
That was stupid. Think of a name. We need to title it our own segment because we're gonna try and do this whenever we have like big stuff going on.
Roomies, you know, talking like QEs. That's like questions.
No, close. What about Q and R. Question, because Q and R has a double meaning. It's like question and response, or like questions and roomies. You see what I Q and R?
Wow,
that's so great.
Time for
Q and R.
Okay.
Q and R. It's work in progress.
We'll get there.
Q and R for the time being. The first two that you recommended, Camden, can never be mentioned on the show again.
Again.
And this segment only happens every 50 episodes.
This happens every 50 episodes.
And
so
the next 50 episodes when we end the show.
Yes. Well, our little goal of mine, and hopefully all of us, is to get to 100. Just me. Okay. Yep.
I don't want to do that.
I
thought we were ending after. I thought this was like our final goodbye.
Yeah, what?
Are we not done?
Are
you kidding me?
I'm done. Like, Dana can't hold me to any episode after this.
I'm not getting paid. I didn't sign any contracts.
You did when we first moved in together. It was, I know.
There's a contract of making Dana happy.
Let's talk about our first question.
Our first question is from our number one supporter, my mom. Mm. She had a question, which I think is a great question to really shape up. We have to be transparent moving forward.
Yeah.
No more lies.
We're 50
Jackson wears a toupee. I actually weigh 400 pounds more than I said on my dating profile.
Which is already 400 pounds.
Yeah, it's
Damon has a problem.
And Camden smells like cheese.
Camden's the one who smells like cheese, actually. We've been trying to cover it by Jackson calling me the one who smells like cheese, but it's always been Camden.
Yeah, that's me.
And the first question we have is, are you guys really roommates? We were.
Let's let Jackson answer this question.
You want me to answer this question?
He decided to make it not the case anymore.
Yeah,
that's not true. All right. So our freshman year, you know, we were roommates.
How did we get assigned to each other, Jackson? Did we pick
randomly?
Each
other? We did not pick each other.
It was fate.
It was fate.
Is what it was. I like to call it bad luck.
Camden ignored me. The summer before we moved in,
I
asked him a question
you.
If he played video games.
Dude,
he ignored me. He never replied, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I'm gonna have shitty roommates." Turns out I didn't, and Camden just is a bad texter. Okay.
Anyways, and that has stayed with us.
It stays true to this.
COVID
day.
Hit. None of us were roommates because we were all living on our own. They were at their houses.
So,
I was on
but
campus.
We were still recording. So
we were still recording.
Actively lying to you seasons 2 through 4 and the first episode of this season.
Yeah. And now we're all back relatively close to campus. Cameron and Dana live in a house together. They are not roommates.
That's a lie.
We're apartment mates.
Not roommates, but our rooms are right across from each other. So in theory, if we just put up walls right there, it's like one big room. It's a tunnel. Let's make a
we're
tunnel
buddies.
Within the
no, hallway. That's something different.
No, let's call each other tunnel buddies.
We're tunnel buddies now. Welcome to Tunnel Buddies Talking
You've already
movies.
Started talking about this. You may as well continue.
And meanwhile, I live 10 minutes off of campus. So
who do you live with, Jackson?
I live with my girlfriend, Karen.
And she's wonderful.
Yeah.
And who do you live with?
A cat.
What's the cat's name?
Silvestre.
We're going to have him guest star on the show. He'll be your first guest.
No. Yeah. We'll do a fight between Jackson's cat and my cat.
Jackson's cat will win.
I'm sure Jackson's cat will win.
Although, you know, you haven't seen my cat. She's
the worst.
She can get crazy. That's
she's
true.
A kind of a bitch.
My cat gets crazy around other.
But my cat kind of a
bitch. So, but from season 5 moving forward, it's more of a ceremonial title.
It's more of an ex-roomies talking movies.
But to change the name would confuse a lot of people. We're always going to be roomies.
Once we graduate college, maybe we'll start a new podcast and we'll call it like
Strangers Talking Dangers.
Post-college grads talking about some rads. We only talk about radishes.
Radishes? Oh, I thought you were talking about like mathematical radicals.
I thought you were talking about radical cool things
to do
like
with rad.
Like skydiving off
do
of
whatever
a mountain.
You could even think of any word that starts with rad.
Radiation.
We could talk about radiation.
I know a lot about
It'll just be a rad.
Radiators?
I think that's pretty cool.
That's a
Radiator
pretty
good Springs.
Oh my god.
The place
only talk rad. About cars. This is a good idea.
Let's move on to the next question. One that I personally have the best answer to. Mm. Who would you say is the least/most funny? Obviously, least funny is Danon. I think Camden and I can both agree on that.
I think
even Danon can agree on that.
All right.
Oh my god.
And the most funny, in my personal opinion, has got to be me. Don't know if anyone else agrees.
Jackson, honestly, I'm gonna agree with you just because I don't want to be thrown under the bus right now. I'm fine taking middle.
You guys.
So by majority vote, I'm the funniest. Danon's the least funny.
So I think we should hurt each other's feelings right now.
Okay.
I think we should take ourselves out of the equation. Look at the other two people. Tell them who's funnier.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
I want Danon to go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I don't have any. You guys mean nothing to me. I'm not afraid to hurt feelings.
Because even if you know, when it's I out of you three, guys, it's out of like, three. It'll be like a close game anyway.
It's out of three.
I don't
three.
Know if you guys think the same, but I think between you guys,
like,
it's a close game.
Like, no matter what, you're in a 33 percentile. So
yeah, yeah, right.
We're
okay.
We're good. We're all funny here, right, guys? We're all funny.
Yeah.
Based on how we answer this question.
This is gonna be hurtful. I don't want to be.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
One person is just gonna be annihilated.
Yeah. Whoever wins the least funny has to leave.
Has to leave the room for the rest of the questions. All right.
So you might be hearing less from me for the rest of this episode. So I'll start off with the least funny.
Okay.
Just off of the two of you, mm-hmm. and you get one sentence of explanation for both.
What?
That's how it works. So okay. That way you don't go, oh,
but, oh,
but,
oh, I thought we know. Have to like fight for ourselves.
No.
I was like, dude, I can't do
it's
that
not
right
like
now.
A courtroom. Like, Jackson,
like, be funny
sentence,
right now.
Why are you funny?
No. Camden, you were least funny because of you make jokes consistently, mm-hmm. but Jackson is most funny because he'll make one joke an episode, but it will be better than anything that we say. It's one okay. thing stupid, and most of the time it's okay. to his own expense.
Okay.
He'll say something and we make
I'll
fun of
I'll
him
just
for
keep
it.
That in mind for your review.
You know, just keep that in mind. So it's not really Jackson being funny, oh, but us making fun of him. So actually, let's switch
so
this.
The day,
Jackson's least funny. You're most funny.
Ah, fuck. How the tables have turned.
All right. I'm
just throwing around. All right, should I go now?
Let's have least funny man go next.
Okay. I'll take least funny. It's okay. You don't have to make me feel better. I'll take least funny. It's okay.
I don't care.
I'm still having trouble thinking.
Okay.
I don't know who I want to say.
Sorry, I just thought of something, but I don't know. I don't want to skew Jackson's like opinions right now.
No, you can.
Because I don't think he's going to find it funny, but I thought it was pretty funny in my head. Mm-hmm. I'll keep it to myself. I'll post it in the comments of this video.
Okay, cool.
You know how many comments we get on Spotify?
Yeah. Can't.
Okay. So, you know, Dana, I think it's interesting you brought up that point of Jackson having like the one or two like funny quips mm-hmm. here and there. Because that was what I was going to say to you guys. Because I think like overall, you're more consistent and you're more quippy and like on it, you know? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But like Jackson, every now and then, he just says a word and it's just the funniest fucking
bug
thing
just
I've
flies
ever
into a zapper
like,
in his brain.
He sits there and I feel like he just thinks of the joke the whole time. Like he thinks ahead. Plans out what we're all going to say because he's that fucking smart and plans out his joke like halfway through the script because he knows we're going to get to a certain talking point. He knows he can make that joke.
Like last week when we were talking about dinosaurs.
Oh,
really?
I'm going to give it to you, Dana.
Oh, man.
You did win best host and
yeah,
we didn't get
obviously,
anything.
Right.
So that should go to show.
Yeah.
Learn your place.
Yeah, I learned my place. Don't worry.
No, I'm
but
kidding.
But then I'll give it to you, but it's by a small margin.
Small
Jackson.
Margins all around.
No, I feel that. I think we're all pretty equally funny.
All pretty funny.
Nah, that's not true.
You know, like, video of Victoria Justice.
Yeah.
Do you know that one, Jackson? They're on the set of Victorious and they're asking like who the best singer is to like all the cast. And like all the castmates are like saying like other people in the cast. And the Victoria Justice just goes, I think we can all sing a little bit. Because no one said her is the best singer.
That was me with the funny.
Yeah.
I think we're all pretty funny.
But go ahead, Jackson.
I'm still thinking.
Okay, well, you got a timer now.
I know. We've been going on this question for too long.
It's a good question.
Okay.
Thanks, random viewer who asked this question.
Wink.
Wink.
We know
who it is.
I'm trying to think of the lesser of two evils, because you guys both fucking suck.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to have to go with Camden, because
as
Dane...
As what?
As the funniest.
Okay.
Woo! I never win that.
Because Danen, you just... Some of your jokes are just so bad, and I'm just like, I hope he cuts that out, and then you don't.
I also have some pretty bad jokes.
That's true. You guys, that's why I'm saying lesser of two evils.
Less is more, Jackson, I think.
Because neither
really
of you are funny
art.
At all, is the thing.
Oh,
like,
so less.
Well, Jackson, the dilemma I constantly have is whenever any of you make a joke that isn't funny, I'm the one who's editing, and I know I can laugh at myself, and I don't want to ever do something and leave a joke in for you two where you're like, oh, that one sucked. I really wish you took it out. But for me, I'm like, I know this sucks, leaving it in. Like, if people say, you're not funny, I can live with that.
I know, it's just...
But I don't want to do that to you two, and then someone comes on the street and like, hey, Jax, remember that joke you made in the Jungle Cruise episode? You fucking suck.
Because
then you just have to deal with, you're like, what joke did I make? But for me, I know all my jokes are bad. But yeah, so we've...
Good question.
We've come up with an answer of all of us agree one
really,
of us is funnier than the other.
Yeah. Cool. You really pitted us against each other there.
The class of the Titans.
Yeah, class of the Titans. It's a class. We're learning how to be Titans.
Camden, next question.
Favorite movie of all time and favorite recent movie.
Ooh.
Like your most recent movie you saw, that's the funniest
okay.
one.
Okay.
And your favoritest.
Favoritest movie of all time. Jackson,
yeah.
You go first, buddy.
Into the Spider-Verse. favorite movie of all time.
That's a
great movie.
And most, my favorite movie recently, I mean, I'm just probably going to be the same for like both of you guys, Shang-Chi. Like,
Wait, can we just universally say right now, because just to save time?
Shang-Chi.
It's the best movie we've seen recently.
How about we just discredit that one? Are we all just going to say Dream Horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, okay. So excluding Dream Horse and Shang-Chi.
The most recent ones we've seen.
Nothing but slaps.
Nothing but slaps, honestly. We've been seeing
Free Guy's the lesser Free Guy's of the three. Lesser,
yeah,
but still top three.
Are,
yeah.
Oh, we're talking like really recently? Or can we talk about like, you know, the past year?
In the past year. What's your favorite movie you've seen?
How about, we'll cut it off at season four, if that gives you any indication.
I don't even remember what season things are on. I'll say In the Heights.
You love that movie.
That movie's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
What's your favorite movie of all time? Spider-Verse, right?
Into the Spider-Verse, yeah.
Camden?
All time?
I wonder what it's gonna, what series it's gonna fall under.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking.
I don't know. I'll go with episode three
of
Star Wars. Daniel, come on. What? Who do you think I am?
And then, what's your favorite reason?
Favorite movie recently? Are we not counting
anything? You can take whatever.
I like Dream Horse a lot.
Really?
Wow. I really like Dream Horse.
Wow, we haven't even reviewed
it. Bit of a spoiler,
but I really unironically like Dream Horse.
My favorite movie of all time is gotta be Whiplash, probably. Close second being Blues Brothers, because I've always loved Blues Brothers. But Whiplash is really good. I just like those stories where it's like a struggling artist and then like someone who pushes him far enough. But this was just,
that's like you.
It's me. With and you two are my J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, exactly.
You just both have full heads of hair. And you keep throwing things at me. And, I'm like,
and
I'm
we
trying.
Don't want pictures of Spider-Man. Yeah. Not yet.
And what it really is, it just shows how good Joker could have been, but then it was a bad movie.
Joker was not a bad. You know what? I'm changing my answer. Favorite movie of all time Joker. So I'm Joaquin Phoenix. Screw you, Danon.
And then my favorite recent movie is going to be Shang-Chi. Just because
I didn't count that one in my head because I thought that was an easy answer. I just discredited that.
Yeah, we're supposed
to
not answer Shang-Chi. We can universally agree that's our favorite recent, but besides that.
But besides that one, I think my favorite, just off of like pure stupid reasons, I'm going to say Snake Eyes.
Really?
It's not a good movie, but I love pointing at the fact that they're like, hey, you saved the village. You're now the bad guy. And Storm Shadow just had to go, what the fuck? Guys, I just saved everyone. And then he just like, Snake Eyes is not a likable protagonist. Everything he does is like arguably evil.
Very, very questionable.
So it's your favorite movie recently because you were like, man, this is a movie for sure.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, this, you got a lot going on here.
This sucks. But yeah. Favorite movie before 1990s? I'm assuming you're going to say Camden.
Let me look up movies before 1990. Just so
you're gonna get a lot of them. There's a lot.
There's probably a lot of movies.
I'll go first. I'll say Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think it's one of the most chef's kiss, one of the most like complete movies. Really like it. Indiana Jones is just a great character. Love it. Jackson.
Godfather.
Godfather.
Get him out.
Because of the cat.
Yeah, of
course. He's scratching the cat.
Yeah. Classic.
It's a good one.
Classic.
I mean, I'm looking at IMDb's top 100 movies before 1990, and I'm at like 40, and I haven't seen one that's really caught my eye yet, other than Star Wars. So let me just get through all 100, and if I can't decide I like one from all 100, then you know how it goes.
Yeah, you know how it goes so far.
We're at 75. Don't worry. I'm getting there.
Wow, you are a speed reader.
I am a speed reader. I'm reading the synopses too.
It's a good thing I can edit this so that way I can.
Yeah, you could edit this. Yeah, I'm going to go with Star Wars. Sorry, I went through the whole list of 100 just to choose Star Wars Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back.
Nice.
But
shocker to absolutely
to all and everyone.
Kidding.
I don't like Bannon.
I think
we're
going to have a different answer for all this. What is our favorite movie that we've ever reviewed so far?
That we've ever reviewed.
Not, it could be like either the most enjoyable thing that we've talked about or like you enjoyed watching the movie. I can start us off so that way you know, like you can pick anything. I'll say my favorite movie that we've reviewed so far has got to be The Snyder Cut.
Ooh, okay.
That was a fun one.
The experience leading up to it, we all got to see each other at post. I mean, still in a COVID, but we followed health regulations. We're all vaccinated and things like that. For those of you listening and not vaccinated, try to make yourself stay safe and follow those
Please get vaccinated.
Health regulations. But it was great. One of my favorite parts was that we're like, this is good, but it's just too long. And every chance Jackson had, he was like, how great was The Flash? And we're like, yeah, yeah, we know.
We know Jackson.
We know he Jackson. Great. We all watched the movie. But The Flash was super fun. And we're like, yeah, I know. I know. It was just really funny. Because we're like, I wonder who Jackson's favorite Justice League member was.
I think it was The Flash. But if I had to guess. But
that okay, I think I have an answer. Camden? My favorite one we've reviewed. And you're gonna like this one. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite movie we've reviewed, just because of how the review went, mm-hmm. I'm going to go 50 Shades of Grey.
That was a good one. That was a fun episode.
That was a good one. Much as I was so upset that we were doing it at the time, because I was like, I do not want to watch this movie, it ended up being very fun.
We might have to do, hey, buddy. Might let have me to give do 50 let, Shades Darker. I was about to say, let me tell you what we're doing for Valentine's Day this year.
Yes, let's go.
50 Shades Darker, baby.
Woo!
Or grayer? I don't know.
Darker.
Okay.
My favorite has to be, and I'm going with the classic, the episode where we reviewed video game movies. We each watched a different one and reviewed classic. All those. That has to be my favorite episode.
That was a good episode.
Simply because I got to watch Mario. One of the worst movies ever and give it so much shit.
Oh, I love shit on movies.
And it was so funny hearing like Camden try to explain Detective Pikachu knowing nothing about Pokemon. He's like, so no Pokemon can talk, but Ryan Reynolds' Pikachu can. And then we're like, yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Because it was so confused. The lore of the universe just did not make sense.
And then Assassin's Creed was like half in Italian. But then when it was in English, I think I watched a transcribed version. Because like I was so confused. Because when there weren't subtitles, they were speaking a different language anyways.
We need to do more things. Like I know there's been movies coming out week by week. But we should definitely be like, okay, we need to watch movies of the similar genre that are just terrible. We should start working our way back.
Because I feel like there's a lot of movies and a lot of ideas out there of like movies that have already come out. Oh, that are like either classics for a good reason or for a bad reason that we should just review. And
absolutely.
Just
I want to review The Room one day. I really want us all to see The Room. We'll,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find a list of the worst movies of all time and we'll work our way down. Yeah. You know what I mean? But those will be fillers. As you've seen, whenever we have a gap in our schedule, we try to find a creative idea to like display. We try to get those gears flown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. Those are our favorite episodes that we've had. A question from my friend/opposing podcast creators. they asked, why is Talking DMC better? And we have a quick response for this. This is from Talking DMC. Just
their most recent episode from September 15th, 2021, where their title is Unite Gamers Guys Free.
Which is
our title, arguably, of our most recent episode
but
about Free Guy is Gamers Unite Free Guy.
Yeah, it's Free Guy Gamers Unite, so...
Yeah, so you just flip the whole thing around.
It's copyright lawsuit.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and take a quick little listen.
Talk DMC,
about,
you have a bit of a lawsuit coming your way.
About what? About how their episode starts, shall we? Let's just... Quick little peek.
As you can see...
Competition isn't too fierce.
Competition scarce to none, I'd have to say.
Let's look at the question again. Why is Talk DMC better? I'm going to go with it isn't.
Yeah.
Harsh response.
Can we unanimously agree that it isn't in the slightest?
Let me phone a friend real quick. Hello, Mr. President. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, you knew we were going to ask that question? Yeah, okay. No, I'll let them know. The president himself said that Talking DMC can suck a fat one.
Yeah, they definitely can. I think we should do their intro, but better. You all know the Kendrick Lamar song, correct? Top of the Morning.
Top of the Morning.
Let's all do it in sync, because they weren't even in sync.
Nah, I think we could do it. Okay.
One, two, three.
Top of the morning.
See, there we
it's
go.
It's easy. It's so much even easy. Jackson contributed Talk for the
DMC,
first one.
Jackson said the first
we
one.
We did that on the spot. We didn't rehearse anything.
We do not rehearse a single thing.
This is not edited. We make those sensor noises for real. We are that
holy.
Good.
We are that good.
We put the sound. We have a live studio band in that. The music you hear every time, they're that professional.
They're underneath.
They
us.
Cut. They cut when I move my hand. They're great.
You don't even need to move your hand.
They're that mind good. They read my mind. We're not saying we're better. We're just saying they're worse. Better.
Yeah.
Talk DMC. What does it mean?
Is that their name? Their names are Dylan, Marcus, and Caleb. Creative, right?
Yes. I know, right?
Imagine if ours was Talk DJC. So stupid.
More like Dick Jam.
They actually almost copied our names.
They almost
names.
Copied our names as well.
That's I know.
Jesus so Christ.
Oh my God.
Despicable.
Two lawsuits coming.
I'm suing them for sure.
And the final question we have, which I think would be a nice little one to top off, is where do you prefer to watch movies? like theater at home on your phone or smart device?
There is no experience quite like going to the theaters, where 4DX. watching at home is very convenient, and some weeks I do prefer that, you know, just in the thought of time, or like just convenience. I said that. But the theater, you know, it's been nice now that like theaters are back open, going with friends, and I've been enjoying it.
I like being at the theater and watching the movie. However, I think the time it takes to get to the theater, get your snacks, sit down, sit through the trailers, leave the theater, I think it's just, it could be better. Theaters need to step it up. I think movie theaters are very outdated. Dana and I were kind of talking about this last time. Like, when are all these theaters going to get the modern redesign that every company has nowadays? You know,
like the boring one. McDonald's is gray.
Gray and brown now, right? And so when are the movie theaters that look like they're from the 80s going to...
Like, we don't want that, but we know it's going to happen.
But it's
going to
happen. So, like, when are movie theaters going to modernize? They've already kind of started to do it with, like, mobile ordering for food, which is a bit better. Not great, though.
I think that it's just a slower evolvement. They have to kind of like step back.
Let's just shout out Regal really quick in a bad way. They suck.
I like Regal, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like AMC's seats better.
Yeah, but AMC costs like twice.
Yeah, I'd rather just watch free movies.
We should plug our movie pass. Yeah, we all have the unlimited movie pass.
If you're watching a movie every single week like we are,
you should get this movie pass.
I talked my two co-hosts into it, and it's good.
It's good if you are on this podcast. If you want to be on this podcast, go ahead and email us at roomiestalkingmovies@gmail.com.
And then we'll just set that up. Do we have that email?
We don't have that email.
Send up a Gmail.
We do.
Well, wait,
we
really?
Have it already.
Okay.
But it's literally it's literally only for people in our specific situation that are almost required to see movies on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So if you see one movie a month, might not be the best deal. If you see two movies or more,
it's worth it.
Hot damn, you're saving a dollar. And now, although this Q&R has been a dream come true, I think it's time to talk about the biggest dream come true we've ever had.
Oh,
and that's about
Dream Horse. Oh my gosh,
dream
it's happening.
Dream Horse. Before we get more into this, I think just as a little overture, let's explain why Dream Horse is so important to us.
Yeah.
So I believe it was episode one.
Episode two, because I was there.
Oh yeah,
right.
You weren't there for the first episode. Yeah. Our best episode.
Our best.
Camden.
We should really remove episode one because one, Camden wasn't there, and two, the first 15 minutes, the mic was.
We can't remove episode one because then this is episode 49.
Yeah, and then that would.
No,
be that
I'm saying start on episode two.
Yeah, if you wanted to, you know those podcasters who are like, "Oh, start on this episode because we were really bad in the first ones." No, we were perfect after the first episode.
But if you don't want to hear 15 minutes of dead air, maybe go to
the second. Not dead air, just me talking to myself.
The microphone that I had was so messed up and we didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, not a good way to start this podcast.
But now, with this studio that we've been fiddling with KCR, audio is slightly better.
a little better. Almost problems every time we record, but that's besides the point.
That's probably on our end more so than anything else. Yeah. When I was still trying to figure out what this show was going to be about, I didn't know which news clips to talk about, what to do. And I was like, trailers are news, right? So I looked up, there's websites on YouTube where it's like, this week of trailers. So I just went through that and I was like, okay, this trailer's interesting. This trailer's interesting. And then I saw Dream Horse. I was like, this is stupid. Let's talk about this. And then, and then when we talked about it, I was like, hey, Jackson, actually look up when this movie comes out. And then he tells us, oh, it's coming out in like 2 months. And he's like, wait. It came out 2 months ago, and we were like, oh, that's weird. And then when we talked about it later on, the movie hadn't come out yet, and we were more confused.
This movie was just an enigma. Yeah. Like, it really, we had no idea.
I did not think it would ever come out. But basically, we figured out it came out at a film festival for, like, a small release in 2019. Yeah. And then in 2020, it was supposed to be released, right?
Then COVID happened.
But then COVID happened. So then they released it this year, May 21st, in theaters, and it started streaming on June 11th. Mm-hmm. So it was only in theaters for like 20 days.
I just want to say, best $6 I've ever spent.
Best $6. I'll Venmo you, dude. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
I don't think I need to because it was such a good movie. You probably feel good about that purchase.
I would buy 8 Dream Horse movies.
I would buy 8 Dream Alliances.
But that is why we are doing what we are doing. Yeah. And... Camden, a thing that you've slowly been including more and more into season 5, what is your Googled up research of a summary for this Dream Horse?
Yeah, let me just, I already have it pulled up.
Mm-hmm. So just, why does it sound like
the true story of Dream Alliance? Mm-hmm. That's actually interesting. I didn't know about this movie. I knew nothing about Dream Horse. I forgot what the trailer was, but it's a true story of Dream Alliance, an unlikely racehorse bred by a small town bartender, Jan Vokes. With very little money and no experience, Jan convinces her neighbors to chip in their meager earnings to help raise Dream and compete with the racing elites. Their investment pays off as Dream rises through the ranks and becomes a beacon of hope for their struggling community. It's a nice little movie.
It's a nice little, it's a feel-good movie. Hour 42. It breezes by.
It didn't even feel long at all. Let's talk about the ratings really quick. So Metacritic has it at a 68%, which is way lower.
Hey, Metacritic, go fuck yourself.
IMDb has
it. Hey, Metacritic, you didn't really like Dream Horse, did you?
6.9. Hey, IMDb, maybe like Dream Horse more.
Rotten Tomatoes got it right, 88%.
Perfect.
I actually think that's Rotten Tomatoes. Well, Rotten Tomatoes is like, don't they do it based off of,
holy
shit.
They have an audience score too.
97% on audience score.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Guys, we were right. It actually was a good movie.
Yeah.
Guys.
Maybe I just liked it a lot because we like were joking about it for a while, but it's actually a really good movie.
I mean, honestly, underdog movies are the most feel-good movies
ever. They're fun movies.
Unless you watch the Disney original movie Underdog, right, starring not, the dog and Peter Dinklage.
Not that one.
You feel bad afterwards.
Yeah, you don't want to watch that one. No way.
but you know, I compared this movie. I've watched a couple movies of a similar like premise, mm-hmm. one of which is McFarland USA, you know, mm-hmm. you have like a group of guys who have never done this before,
yeah.
and they do it and they win.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. just kind of the premise.
I like
this
more than McFarland USA.
Right. Yeah. We talked about that, but I'm saying like, it's a movie that makes you feel good at the end. And even like as
it's one
you
of those
see,
things where like they shouldn't win.
Yeah.
But they do.
And it's based on a true story. I also saw one, it was like a robotics competition. I forget what that movie was called. It was a long time ago. It was like
Robots
in Love. But it was like the same thing as McFarlane USA. You get a group of people who know nothing about this. There's a coach and then you get, you know, better and then they win. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
it's weird.
Yeah. You think it's time to giddy up and talk? That was a bad horse noise. hold on. Everyone give a good horse before we continue. Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you. That was my horn. That was pretty good.
Shit. There we go.
Ah, nice.
Scooby.
There's a thin line between a horse neighing and Scooby Doo. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a bit of spoilers. Not that there is much to spoil, because you already know when you see Dream Alliance start fucking trotting the track. So. Also, if you were to looking up, it would just. But Dream Alliance is a fucking dominant beast on the horse racing track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till they almost have to shoot him.
Like their first race, he's like, man, I don't know how to race at all. He's all turned around, doesn't know which way to go.
Goofy looking horse.
Boom, race starts. And he's like, I know exactly what to do now suddenly. And I'm also really fast. And I
comes in fourth.
Comes in fourth.
Because you know, you can't immediately win. That would ruin the whole
Movie. He started way later than everyone.
The fact that he was able to get
that he was able to get fourth means that like he could have won the race if he wasn't. Mm-hmm. If he didn't start.
I don't think so. I was there badly. When it happened.
I think Jan and Brian have a beautiful relationship.
I hope that it's kind of like that in real life.
It's like realistic. Like they both, you can tell they both love each other, but it's like they're not seeing eye to eye
sometimes.
They're
a little disconnected just because they've been together so long. You know, they probably like, they're just classic, been together for the longest time, have a little bit of disconnect between the couple.
But we get some info
about
where
they came from. They work through it. They learn to love each other. It's a good movie. You know?
It's a great movie. And also, I'm going to say it, Jan's dad's a bit of an asshole.
Bit of an asshole, yep. But he had a nice moment at the end. So that
when he died.
My favorite part of Jan's dad is when he's fucking dead. There's
I'm going to reference the part after he died, where he like actually did care about the horse.
Right, yeah. But
after
he was kind of a dickhead.
Life that he didn't. Like, why do you do that? We were talking about that during the movie, weren't we?
Yeah.
Why do you act like you're a dick your whole life when you secretly are nice? Why not just be nice?
Life, as we've seen from Dream Horse, this isn't even bullshit. Go ahead and take the bullshit sign down. Mm-hmm. This is
okay,
just a message for life.
Hold up, I'll be right back.
Down, yeah.
It's got screws in there. It's got, oh, it hit the ground.
Down. Yep. All right, yeah, okay. It's down.
You don't need to waste your time pretending to be an asshole if you care.
That's not true.
Because
I'm spiteful as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think I care. I want to care behind the scenes. Oh,
okay. But what happens when you die from not taking your medication because your daughter's at a horse race competition?
Is that why he died?
I don't know.
I think that's why he died. That has to be. It's like it's like in The Heights where she doesn't take her pills and then she dies like in two scenes later. It's literally it. She's like, I need someone to go pick up my pills from the chemist. And then
I'm fucking dying.
And then he's like, dad, sorry, I'm racing horses. Way more important. And then he dies. And it has to be.
Then he died.
Oh, well, I didn't miss
it. Why do you think she was crying? Because she practically committed third degree murder.
We should be careful, actually, because these are real people.
Yeah, what are they
that are going to watch our podcast?
That are going to make Dream Horse 2?
We could be canceled.
For what? I'm talking about the movie, not real life.
Also, you have to realize this is based on a true story, and they make things up for like cinematic effect.
You know, yeah.
Like her dad could have been a really good guy.
Okay, guys. Halloween is based on a real story. Yeah, if there's a 7-foot Michael Myers still roaming around, we're all fucked.
The Devil Made Me Do It was based on a real story, and by that, it was literally just a court case where the guy didn't even get to plead possession. They were just like, he pled possession. That can't happen, right?
And then he went
to jail. He went to jail, yeah.
And they're like, what if it was possession?
And they're like, and then we said Lorraine a lot.
And they're like, don't you think this is like in bad taste? Nah.
Couldn't be. Couldn't honestly, be. How it is. Yeah.
These two ghost hunters are attractive, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of attractiveness, something we noticed. I really enjoyed that they didn't get like beautiful model they just got normal looking people
movie felt really in the mise-en-scene, Danon.
Yeah,
it was very like Welsh.
God, I wanted to punch you when
Jackson,
you said that.
I understood that because we took TFM.
You guys did Danon,
you wouldn't understand.
TFM like 363 or something like I think
you don't even remember.
Danon switched his major off of film, so he doesn't know anything.
I keep switching my major. I can't make up my mind.
Do you? What are you now?
I'm now a chemist after this movie.
Right.
From the chemist.
I don't want another dad to not take his medication.
It was heartbreaking.
It really changed me. Dream Horse changed me for the better, I think. Yeah. But it was cool seeing that they were just people.
Yeah, I liked it. It felt very much like a European movie.
Yeah. It was just a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, it was happy. There was no like, yeah, fuck you. You're fat, so you can't be the hero. It was just like anyone can be a good person.
It was good.
Right.
Which really just shows.
Did we talk about like the overall plot?
We did. We did the summary of it. Cool. Anyway, Dream Horse wins everything. That's how it works.
But like with the
we haven't explained like how so Jan, the main character, right? She's married to Brian, right? And they do not have a lot of money. She's working jobs that she doesn't like. How does she get into it? What's the...
With the horses?
Yeah, like how did she...
Didn't she find a magazine and was like, this seems cool?
She was always into animals.
Right. Yeah, she was into racing. She did pigeon racing or something.
She did pigeon breeding.
Seems really complex.
She was a breeder before.
No, and pigeon racing.
Yeah, she raced they said too? Racing, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, like, that's really impressive.
Okay, whatever. But basically, she's like a breeder at heart, which... If we're going to be honest, that's a little weird.
It's a weird thing to be at heart.
I love to make animals fun.
I said that at a bar and I got kicked out. I said, hey, I'm a breeder at heart.
Breeding. Whoa.
What the
Wait, right. And then she knows some guy. She works at a bar and there's a guy who used to horse race and actually made a lot of money, but actually he lost a lot of money too.
Howard, right?
Mm-hmm. Howard.
She
talks to him. She buys a mare, which is a female horse.
Breed.
She does her research on a male horse that she wants, you know, them to breed with. And apparently it's like an American horse has won a bunch of money. So she starts a syndicate. She advertises it. About 20 people join to give a certain amount of money. That way if their horse makes any money, it gets given out to everyone.
Yeah.
Like you get what you put in if it wins anything. Mm.
They breed the horse.
Dream Horse comes out.
It's a dream. Dies. They name it Dream Alliance. It grows up and it starts racing. And... wins a race.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets hurt.
We're back to where
they
we
think
were.
They're never going to race again.
Yeah.
We should talk about that.
We should talk about it more. It's a PG movie. They go all in.
Are they going to shoot him in the head?
Oh, man. If he can't stand up, they're going to have to blow his fucking brains out.
Jesus Christ, Jan. Calm down.
Yeah, and then we had a whole discussion over like why they do that. We paused the movie and we were like, wait, why do they do that? And then
we realize it's those larger animals. There's not really a comfortable way for them to rest themselves, especially
on the ground.
You don't see horses really laying down that much for too long because they'll crush their organs. You also never see a giraffe with a broken leg because giraffes aren't that common. But
you don't really see many.
They're really in danger.
In general,
but that's a different conversation. So whenever they do it, unless it's like a tendon that can be healed relatively fast, where they hold them like Kobe beef, where they like keep the animal levitated.
Yeah.
Elevated, not levitated.
No, levitated was good.
Ooh. Then they have to put it down because it will just, it's uncomfortable in the cast to the point where it will keep stomping and it will re-break its leg.
Yeah.
To the point where it might like be even more untreatable.
Right.
So but for a dog, you can just wrap a couple bandages on it and then yeah. you're good.
It's more humane to kill it then, which sucks. It really does.
I've never seen them put down a horse on a horse race before. So that was...
Yeah, that was,
like I was like, oh, they just do that
in the ambulance. I thought they'd at least like transport the horse.
Yeah,
no, they just do it right there. I mean, it makes sense. You don't want to have the horse suffering.
Yeah, suffer more.
But who's the designated horse shooter? And is that like a job, or is it just kind of like also another?
No,
like,
the one job, the people who
or
the people in the ambulance,
the announcer, and also the horse shooter.
Is there a wheel of chores, and they're like. You get shooting the horse if it gets injured.
I'm sure the like horse paramedics that showed up and put a barrier around the horse.
Why don't they like?
Well, because they have to euthanize. What are they gonna, I don't think they shoot the horse. But, like, I think they you know mercy kill.
Have you seen? Yeah. Have you seen like from it where they have the pressure? Yeah.
Stuff when it just goes.
It's just the pressure gun where it just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know, I mean, the way they kill like dogs and like. House pets humanely they overdose yeah. them with anesthesia
yeah they can't do that with a larger animal.
But with cows really? And stuff they just have this gun that just kind of like goes right up to its head and it's just like I don't even know how it works.
It's like, it's like a CO2 tank and then it just shoots pressure into like
it basically just kind of explodes their
brain. I mean like if there's a hole in your head and a bunch of air goes you're dead
yeah
so.
Yeah right
and they
yeah,
do that
that's kind of sad.
We spent about 5 minutes talking about how to kill a horse. Let's go back. What they did really cool about this is there was a lot of like side plots, but yeah. this movie did not feel like overstuffed.
No,
right.
Like we were introduced like, to.
If anything, it felt very uniform and very streamlined. We were introduced. Like, I thought it was a good progression.
Who's the professional horse guy again? The dude who was
Howard.
Kind of Howard.
Howard.
We had introduced like halfway through about Howard's like family troubles, yeah. and mm-hmm. it was just like, oh, cool, more growth for Howard. I was never like, right. oh, this is.
Were those ever resolved?
Yeah. Yes. Because the wife and kids never knew that his dad wanted to be a racer.
So that's how it was resolved.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then as soon as his wife learned that, they supported.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So he was essentially like, good. He went from like a bad husband for my going to gambling and then realizing that.
It's like a family struggle thing yeah. that he's always wanted.
It's like something he's always wanted to do and was never able to.
If it's something he's done though. Like he said he's like at least lost money on it before, right? Yeah. So like why didn't they have a conversation about it then?
Because
he tried to keep it secret.
He's trying to keep it secret.
Okay.
So then when she finds out, she's like, oh man, I've been so like angry at him. He never trusted me to do it. And you're like, wow, this is a really deep movie for being about a horse.
It was. There's a lot of plots. Like I felt like we got to know most of the characters.
Kirby.
Like the 10 main characters. There are 20 people in the syndicate.
But we don't get to know that.
We knew like 10.
Maybe 10.
There's a couple like, oh, Kirby's the old one. Yeah. Gerwin's the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gerwin, every chance he got, he was
damn. He was literally just like, "I want money. We should sell the horse for $500,000," which honestly was probably the move because it ended up only making 136 or something. 136.
They each only
pounds.
Made like $2,000.
They made like $2,000. I did the translation from pounds to dollars. They made like roughly 2,000 American dollars, but
yeah,
makes.
I think it's funny that they like were about to sell the horse and they didn't sell the horse and then he tore his tendon.
Yeah.
But then they did stem cell therapy on Dream Alliance.
Which
and
is
then,
very expensive, by the
very,
way.
Very. How did they pay for that?
They had insurance.
They had insurance.
But,
and then but if it went wrong, the insurance wouldn't cover it for some fucking reason. That made no sense.
Yeah, well, that's how
insurance
works.
I think
that
was the one point in the plot where I was like, do I just not understand insurance? Or do I not understand this poorly written plot?
There's a reason why a lot of people... Yeah. Hate insurance.
No, I know.
So
yeah, whatever.
But we got to kill a horse to find out.
Then, like in a little bit, he's healed. He's good.
Well, I
and
mean,
he's running again.
They do. They do.
It took a while.
Timeline.
It took a
really
long time.
Like
yeah.
subtly.
They didn't say like 10 years
right,
later.
Yeah,
or
no.
Like, we have no idea how long it was, but it was kind of implied. It
because
was
we'd
long,
see like
fully healed and running again.
It was like
so.
Some characters would have slightly grayer hair, or it would be like the calendar. Like they'd use a calendar a couple times.
Yeah.
Or they just go, the horse is older because the horse was
a
baby. Because
the horse
was
literally just born in the next scene. He was like, actually.
He's like racing.
Yeah.
Which is like, honestly, less is more. Like, I wasn't like, when is this?
No one needs to see the training sequence.
Yeah, we were like, how does this.
I'm so glad that this movie was not, watch me train a horse and then win a race as a jockey. It was, I'm going to give my fucking horse away. We're not going to focus on the horse. We're going to focus on the people who bought the horse. Which is what made this movie different and good, I think. Focusing on those 20 people.
I do think. It is a little weird. My only complaint, we just never know who the jockey is. Like, we never know who's like, it would just be cool, like, hey, great race, Alan, or whatever, just so that way, like, the guy who won the races with the horse gets, like, a little credit.
I think it's what we talked about during the movie, but I'll say it for the listeners now. I think it's because whoever is handling the horse is probably an actual jockey, since they're actually riding horses.
So they might not be the best actor.
Yeah, it's probably the horse's actual, like, day-to-day trainer takes care of it, because it's clearly, like, an actor horse. So this person probably is like, I don't want to have lines. I'll be on in the scene, but I don't want to talk.
You know what I thought would be cool? What's the business? Oh, I keep forgetting his name. The redhead dude.
Howard.
Guys. I thought it'd be really cool if Howard was like, my dad wanted to be a jockey really bad, but his dreams got crushed. So I want to be a jockey. And then he jockeyed it, but like, that's not.
Yeah.
That's
They're not all way too old.
They were just too old.
Way too old.
Which was like.
It was fun.
It was like a bittersweet, like, I can't get that dream to come true, but I can get this one to come true. And you're like,
but I can at least like.
It's like a compromise. Horse, you know? It's like
I'm still in my heart, I'm racing this. Guys, race. I just can't physically be on it.
Dream Horse is a fucking good movie.
Dream Horse is a pretty good movie. Better movies we've reviewed. Like, I'm being 100%.
Dream Horse might make top 10 of the movies
we've reviewed. Batman versus Superman. I'm just going to say it. You know, like, compared to Batman v Superman, this is a fucking phenomenal movie.
This is a great movie. And I think it's time we plug it into our rating system.
Should we, since it was supposed to come out during our first season, go back to our cat rating system?
I think for our 50th one, hell yeah.
Okay, so should
on this scale, for viewers who have not listened to a long time, we have Cats 2019 film, the live action, and we have Garfield Tale of Two Kitties as the best. So now we need to go look up.
So we're going to cut this part out where we all research our movies, but I just thought it'd be a fun little...
That's a great callback. Good
little callback, you know?
Jackson, what cat movie did you find?
A cat movie? I found Puss in Boots 2011.
Fuck you!
Was that the one you
That's
had?
That's the one I was picking!
It's because, okay, look.
Puss in Boots is a good movie.
I honestly don't remember watching it. I'm sure I watched it when I was a kid. But it has an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's kind of about what I would give Dream Horse. I'm not like a full 10 out of 10 on Dream Horse, but it was like, you know.
I'd watch it again.
It was a heartwarming movie.
It was.
We clapped. We had we literally were clapping when Dream Horse was winning the races.
After, Dylan was like, I heard you guys like clapping and like yelling at Dream Horse. Was it good? And I was like, it was actually
like
really
we
good
were
movie.
Like I was on my
it
feet when
like,
they were racing.
Yeah, no,
because I didn't know anything.
Exciting. Yeah, it was good. I'm gonna go with the Aristocats.
Not bad.
Because I think it'll be a classic. Dream Horse is gonna stick around for years to come.
I think it'll be one of those movies they put in TFM classes and be like,
where they're like, hey, what did they do well, what didn't they do well, like,
I don't know,
see how they
because this was a good example of how you can just set the tone with like actors and scene, like this is a good example of
we've
scene.
Never had like oh it's currently August 28th, 2004. It was just
it was
next
a really well produced movie.
This is like, one of those movies like where so I don't need to keep asking questions,
but it makes sense though because it was shown at like a film festival, so it wasn't supposed to be like a blockbuster movie. It's supposed to be like an actually good movie,
one of these ones.
When they show them at the festivals, that's how you know that they have some.
That's why Whiplash was at a film festival.
Exactly. See, all the good ones are like the Aristocats.
Yeah. So, this is an episode on our longer end, but also it's our 50th, and by golly, I think it deserves to be on the longer.
I agree. How long is it so far?
It's an hour. It's not too bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's what we were averaging with our first season. Yeah, so we're chilling. But we did it. This is the end of our 50th episode of Rooney's Talking Movies. Camden, what was the lesson of Dream Horse?
The lesson of Dream Horse is that there's so many fucking jokes to be made about Dream and Minecraft and speedrunning when there's a horse that's racing.
That's a great...
That's what I took away from this film.
If you have not already, go ahead and follow us on our socials.
Yeah, we already plugged them, but let's do it again.
We plugged them in the short, not this one.
Oh, my bad.
Remember,
at Instagram. Our Instagram is at Roomies Talking Movies. Our Twitter is at Roomies Movies. Our YouTube, which now has the episodes 4 through 6 review of What If, is at Camden Powell.
What if we reviewed those episodes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm assuming you're listening to this podcast on a podcast platform. So keep that up. You can find us on any of them.
Including Google Podcasts, I found out.
Including.
Yeah, so that's good on us.
Impressive.
Go ahead, since it's our 50th, we don't do this as often, go ahead and follow us on our personals if you so choose, Jackson.
At Jay Salvest.
At Camden Powell.
And at It's Danon. And before we go, just want to say we have a couple surprises of some Roomies Talking Movies changes that we're going to make down the line, which all of you might enjoy unless you probably, and this is just a bit of a teaser, unless you hate the way our faces look, you might not like this surprise, but down the line, for those of you who do enjoy the way we look or just want to see what we look like, if you're
curious, just look at any thumbnail.
Yeah, but we have some plans for how we are going to shape Roomies Talking Movies for the next 50 episodes. We'll see you all with another celebration on the 100th. Thank you so much. And have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Have the most, best, and the craziest rest of your day in a good way.
This guy. We did it. We fucking did it. Ta-ta.
Oh, why do you get the fucking laugh?
I'm still recording.
Oh.
Why do you get the fucking last laugh, bud? Hey, end the podcast.
You can't make me. You'll have to make me with a knife. Jackson, put the knife.